face, or replace. This family-owned and operated business since 1980 will help you design just about any project. Call 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook for your free quote and single on-site visit. Service area is limited.
On Shabbat, July the 7th, Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join them in praise and worship with Sue Samuel, a Hebraic root singer from Rhode Island. Sue and her husband, Brian, have been sharing music together for over 15 years, and together they have three CDs. Again, the date is July the 7th at 10:45. That's at 8333 Acoma Way, Beth Messiah Congregation, and we'll see you there.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, good morning, Dr. Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest today is Barry Shamish, an investigative reporter from Israel who actually was forced to leave the country because of his exposure of corruption at the highest level of the government there. But Barry Shamish, of course, has continued his studies and his analysis from the United States, and we're fortunate to have him with us on a regular basis to bring us up to par with what's really going on over in Israel. Barry, thank you so much for being with us this morning, and what are we going to be talking about?
Well, what we're going to be talking about is evictions. And I feel guilty in this world of, forests burning down and people getting murdered by the tens of thousands in Syria, and, you know, just not looking like a good place right now. But nonetheless, if you're an Israeli settler and you're watching your enterprise get chopped piece by piece like salami, it is a big issue. I'm just hoping that I have enough enthusiasm that your listeners think it's a good issue. But they began evicting settlers 2 days ago from Givat Olpana. Now, again, I know it's Israel and the place names are weird and you don't know what a Givat Olpana is, but the Supreme Court of Israel had a ruling that it had to be evacuated by July 1st. Now, the big question, look, these were still 10 families. But was this the government's cop-out to the high court? Instead of clearing out a whole neighborhood with 500, let's just find an outpost, get rid of it, and then we obey the Supreme Court ruling. Or watch out, you know, if that isn't the case. There's going to be a lot of expulsions today. Today's the last day. But I suspect it was the government's way of complying with the High Court of Israel and just getting rid of a minority. It's still people. I suspect that's what it is. But if I'm wrong, there'll be expulsions today.
All right. Now, basically, these are settlers, people living in Judea and Samaria, and they're actually being forced out of their homes. Their homes are being destroyed. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Our listeners understand what the issue is. And so, and basically, the justification for this is supposedly we're going to give the land back to the Palestinians so we can have peace.
The justification is that within Judaism, there are what you would call left-wing movements that just want to chop up the settler enterprise.
Sure.
And
okay,
they go ahead. With great enthusiasm.
Okay, go right ahead.
Look, we're talking, you can't throw people out of their homes without police violence. Most people won't just walk to the boxcars. So what you've got, well, here's I know who Orit Struk is. She's a lawyer and she's a human rights activist, but she's made a pretty good comment this week after the Givat Ulpana expulsion. She said, well, here's the quote from her. Why should I just summarize? She said the primary cause of police violence against the settlers is Israeli policy. All right, quote again. The foremost reason for the violence is the protection that the state prosecution extends to the officers. And then she said the state itself uses great determination to defend the violent officers against lawsuits. Now, here's the game. I'm going to explain the game. It's just nothing but trickery, but nonetheless, right now, the state is paying for three attorneys to represent officers who were accused of extreme violence, I want you to know, during the eviction from Amona. That was 6.5 years ago, and this is still going on, and the government is paying three lawyers. And by the way, they don't come cheap in Israel. They don't come cheap. They don't come cheap anywhere. The government is paying to defend the police officers who just beat the crap out of settlers. What she says, the state is making every effort to protect the officers, and what she sees is the trick is it's been 6.5 years. All they have to do is delay to 7, and you get a statute of limitations, and the police officers go free without any, you know, with a pain in the neck and a lot of worrying for 7 years, but they will be free. And she, what she said was these officers, well, it was really a pogrom. It wasn't just violence. It was Jews in Russia being attacked by Cossacks. That's what a pogrom is. And believe me, she's not exaggerating. If you were there, and by the way, I wasn't, but friends of mine certainly were, and they said the Israeli cops went bananas on them. Now, what she says now is this, the violence is minimized, well, compared to the good old days of 6.5 years ago where you could just crush anyone in your way. There's a little too much publicity, and there are human rights groups and, who are taking the police to court and things like that. But she says the police violence hasn't stopped in the religious, the Haredi world. That's the call them ultra-Orthodox, where they have no ties to the Israeli high court, and they don't know the tricks. So the cops can be just as violent as they want until they catch on. What you've got, you know what, I'm going to, Orit Struk, who I just quoted, and she gave a marvelous description. The police take out their clubs and they beat you. You, let's just say, well, the riots of Chicago 68 or something like that happens almost daily in Israel.
All right, fine, well, and tragic it is. We'll be back home very soon.
Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3.
Holy is the Lord.
We the the people of the United States in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stanton here at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning, Barry Shamus, and he's talking about the police brutality against the citizens of Israel. But, of course, the police are carrying out government policy, which is to drive the settlers out of, first of all, Gaza and now out of Judea and Samaria. A little bit by little bit, of course, Israel is being forced into ever smaller boundaries. And of course, the police should be representing the people, but there is a power structure in Israel, which unfortunately the Israeli government is totally controlled, in my estimation, by people here in the United States who are dictating Israeli policy. People don't understand that Netanyahu at one time was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He seems to be under the domination of Henry Kissinger. And Henry Kissinger is one of those Jewish people who, in my estimation, hates Jews and has a different agenda. But go right ahead, Barry.
Yeah, that's a very powerful. That can lead in all kinds of directions, but I'm not taking the bait. I'm going to stick with the subject at hand. But, well, you're certainly right about this. Less about the Jews who hate Judaism. They are the ones who get the ball rolling against the settlers and get their houses destroyed. Now, what I'm going to do, I may just quote him as well. I've known this guy for 20 years. He's not always been my ally. He's much more, well, nationalist than I am, and if I see corruption from the right, I don't care. I don't bury it. Right, left, it doesn't matter. If you're doing something, well, criminal. I won't even say illegal, because in Israel, they make the legalities to assert the strength of the upper class. But nonetheless, Moshe Dan wrote an article about the Givat Ulpana evacuation. I'm going to quote it. It describes the trickery that the government uses against the settlers. And it begins again with, the kind of Jews you were referring to, but I just want to say they're from the United States. Most of the money comes from the United States. And they fund NGOs, non-government organizations like Yeshdin and Peace Now, and they're the ones who apply. For the approval of fictitious Arab land claims, and this has got every single time there's an eviction and the houses are destroyed. It's proven no Arabs come in to take over the land. It doesn't belong to them. Now, what you've got is Judea and Samaria, the land is under the control of the civil administration. I know this is getting bureaucratic, but it's important because if you trace the civil administration, it goes straight to the Ministry of Defense, and that's Ehud Barak, and that's how the Labor Party is having a lot of control over Netanyahu. The left has got Barak in there. But leave that be. What you've got is the fictitious land claims about the ownership of the civil administration. That's that's the municipality of Judea and Samaria, essentially controlled by the Ministry of Defense. Now let me, with that introduction, let's listen to Moshe Dan. What the organizations, again, Yesh Din Peace Now, they apply to the High Court, which does not examine evidence. In Israel, lower courts do examine evidence, but they apply to the highest court for every single little pocket of Sefer resistance in order to avoid normal judicial procedures. It's a trick, believe it or not. I don't think in America you can just get the Supreme Court to listen to a minor land claim. But in Israel, you can. They argue over the most, puerile, trivial issues, the Israeli Supreme Court, because they have the ability. They voted themselves the right to nullify any government law that they feel like. In other words, they are running the show. Oh, I hope you're following this. All right. Now, again, mostly American money goes to the Yesh Din and Peace Now. They've applied to the Supreme Court, the High Court, which doesn't examine the documents they have. The High Court accepts them purely on ideological grounds, and then the state prosecutor and the attorney general accept the High Court's ruling. In other words, Givat Ulpana has got to be evacuated. It's got to be destroyed. It's got to be bulldozed. And the Israeli government, the Israeli people call this whole process a kombina, a trick. And it is a trick. There's another law going on in Israel. And if you're on the wrong side, you don't get any benefits from it. In fact, it's trying to destroy you. That is how any sector, that's how the religious, that's how a nasty chunk of Israel views its Supreme Court. Now this, let's continue with Moshe Dan. All right, he's doing it better than I am. Quote again, moreover, there is no way to investigate or change the system. It is a totally enclosed and protected, self-perpetuating legal structure that is virtually unaccountable and impervious to critique. In other words, no one's looking at the Supreme Court. They have a free reign to do whatever they want. There is no higher source. There are not the people to vet the behavior of the Supreme Court justices. It's a castle standing on its own, truly running the government. Now, this has led not just to the evacuation of a few people in Givat Ulpana. You're going to get all kinds of evacuations coming up this summer. Now, again, with the world having much bigger news, nobody seems to know that there was this evacuation. I hate that word. Destruction and bulldozing. If you can put that into a term that isn't evacuation, that's what happened in Givat Ulpana. And a few people, as usual, got very, very ticked off at the government. Now, here is why Moshe Dan Oh, I discussed this with you. I don't know if you even remember. I explained that the nationalists in Netanyahu's cabinet, they wanted to pass a law that nullifies the high court's overriding of the Israeli Knesset. They wanted to put a law on the records putting an end to this. Now, needless to say, that's a great idea. And it didn't go anywhere, even though it had the majority of the cabinet's backing, because Netanyahu, well, he just said straight off, you're not going to do this. And anyone who backs this bill to reform the Supreme Court, you're fired. It's that simple. And you lose all the advantages of being a minister. You use your salary. You use the money to spread around to your supporters. You're back to being a poor Israeli, and nobody wants to be a poor Israeli. It's really rough there. No matter what you hear about the economic miracle and finding of oil and how great Israel's doing, it's very, very rough in Israel. More than a quarter of Israelis since the beginning of the state have left the state. It's very hard. Now, if you're a minister and every little expense is paid for, well, you like this. In other words, they buckled. All right, they just simply buckled. Look, that was an attempt to bring normal democracy to Israel. The prime minister, for reasons people don't understand, that yes, he is playing to a different tune and to a different maestro. People don't understand that their prime minister is, well, you can look at it optimistically that he's doing the best he can in the world that he occupies. I don't view it that way one little bit. He is betraying the people who put him in power. And, well, once again, we have another evacuation this week. And the government is, well, without the government and without their police. I'm not sure if the army was involved this time. I just read police. But nonetheless, this is government stuff. And without that, these people would be living in their homes.
And basically what you're saying is that the Israeli people are not happy with this. Nobody's happy with this except this small clique that runs the government.
You've got a you've got a lot of people who are protecting. It's just like America, by the way, might is right and all that kind of stuff. Right. You've got a lot of people whose minds cannot. Look, you've got a lot of settlers who were evacuated from their homes, and they got friends and they got neighbors, and they don't like the Supreme Court one little bit. But the mainstream Israeli public defends their institutions blindly.
Just like in America.
Maybe everywhere. I'm not a psychological expert, but what you've got is two worlds going on in this right now. One world is being chopped to bits with real people in real suburbs who have built their homes and have cut the grass, and they're out there. The police come. They give them 1 second to pick up their wallets and precious belongings, and they bulldoze the place in the middle of the night. This is the life that is going on in Israel as well. And no, they don't like the Supreme Court one little bit. And the cabinet representing this thinking tried to put an end to the Supreme Court's rule over the Knesset. And Netanyahu told them, you go ahead, you're fired. There, I explained that pretty quickly.
All right, good job. Okay, where do we go from there?
Well, we're going to go to the broader world. It's hard to avoid this, but let's stay within Israel for the time being. Now, how much time do I have?
Well, we've got about 1 minute before we go to the break, and then we've got the last.
No, I know that. I'm not going to start this then. I want your listeners to have an undivided point of view. I'll plug myself. People, if you want to read, if you want to read my books, pure and simple, go to lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. There's a search box right in my name, Chamish. C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's how you spell Chamish. It will take you to my books. I've got a website with Tom Mack, a new webmaster, and I think we're improving it. It's BarryChamish.com. And there is a PayPal button on the website. What can I tell you? You and I know one. He was let off from his job. Times are very tough now. I'll finish
guys, and we'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Eleven years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
American Legacy Firearms is saluting all the men and women of our military and veterans for the sacrifices they've made. As you get together with your family this 4th of July, remember them in your thoughts and prayers until these trying times are over. America's troops are our most dependable resource, fighting hard to defend this great country and to keep freedom throughout the world. This reminder is from American Legacy Firearms. Visit them online at AmericanLegacyFirearms.com. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess this morning Barry Chamish, and of course Barry's been talking about the fact that there is a division within Israel, a small group of people who are trying to drive the settlers off the land, who represent powerful interests who hate Judaism are doing everything they can to disrupt the country. But then we have the same thing here in America. Those who have embraced globalism were intent upon destroying the United States, shifting our jobs overseas, and impoverishing our people. But the average individual has no idea. They live in the matrix. They've taken the blue pill. They see the world as we're told to see it. Oh, my goodness, we're going to have 4th of July. We're going to celebrate the Declaration of Independence. Ladies and gentlemen, the people who run our country don't believe in independence. They believe in interdependence between nations and globalism and creative destruction. And, of course, these same problems plague people throughout the world, specifically in Israel. But, Barry, what's the next issue you want to take up?
Yeah, this one was kind of long, so I plugged myself in the last minute. Now we've got, look, another new Israeli name, just flow with him. A member of Knesset, Aryeh Eldad. Now, he is always quoted by the right, supposedly protecting them. But I have a lot of problem quoting him because I know him as a coward. There were three of us who were sued by one, Itamar Ben-Gvir. He led a Secret Service, a Shabak or police raid. I hear police more than Shabak, it doesn't matter, that destroyed the last demonstration for Gush Katif in Gush Katif. He brought his thugs and supposedly to join in. Nobody asked him to. The thugs immediately stirred up the Arabs. They put up a giant sign. They were staying in an abandoned hotel, the Palm. They put up a sign on the roof, Mohammed is a pig. Like, that's not going to stir up the neighbors. And look, the Arabs were not happy to hear that Mohammed was a pig. There was a riot. There were people, let's just put it this way, within 2 days, all of the demonstrators were either in jail or expelled from Gaza. And that was Itamar Ben-Gvir. Aryeh Eldad and Nadia Matar accepted Ben-Gvir's condition that they apologize and say they were wrong, that he is working for the government of Israel. And they did. I didn't. I just didn't have it in me to do that. And I met with him, and I met with his Secret Service ally, this Baruch Marzel, and we tried to hammer a deal, but I was not going to apologize and say I was wrong when I know I was right. Neither here nor there, I'm going to quote Eldad anyways. Just keep in mind, when the chips are down, this guy, who has money, by the way, a lot more than I did, walked away from the truth. He knew that the government destroyed any hope of defending Gush Katif. Itamar Ben-Gvir was the government provocateur who broke up the last demonstration of about 3,000 people.
Oh, no, this has to do with the forced evacuation of Gaza. This is what you're speaking
of. Yeah, it sure does.
Okay.
It sure does. Nonetheless, I'm going to quote him with that. I mean, that these are conditions you have to get into my mind, and not many people do, let me tell you. So I view him differently than the right of Israel, who quote him constantly. All right, he was on the members of the Knesset Foreign Affairs and Defense Committee. They took a tour of Israel. They took a tour of Jerusalem. Eldad was quoted as saying, the government of Israel has in practice divided Jerusalem. Eldad said that the security fence, did you know that Jerusalem's got a fence dividing the east of the city from the west of the city? And Well, it's simply divide the city already. The government has already divided Jerusalem. And he may, it's such an obvious statement. I mean, anyone, there have to be living in the east side of Jerusalem, tens of thousands of Jews in big neighborhoods like Pisgat Zehav, let's say. Here is Eldad, how astute of him. The state has removed from Jerusalem tens of thousands of people in the city, many of them Israeli citizens, through the establishment of the wall. Now look, the only reason you put up a wall for dividing East Jerusalem from West Jerusalem is not because of any other decision than you're dividing the city. No government in their mind. Look, let's say the government of Washington builds a giant wall along the Mississippi, calls one part West USA to the other East USA. That's what's going on in Jerusalem. You've got a wall dividing Jerusalem in two. And there are tens of thousands of Israeli citizens on the other side of the wall, and God knows what will become of them. If current trends continue, heck, I can't imagine evacuating neighborhoods of mixed neighborhoods, but the way the Israeli government is doing it, they're on the list. They're in the wrong side of Jerusalem. All right, now let me tell you, they sacrifice for that. Even driving home from work and stuff like that, you have to go through a large swath. I believe it's Rehov Salah al-Din. You have to go through miles and miles of Arabs. You're living in East Jerusalem. And, well, they're going to end up being Palestinians or something or have to abandon their homes. Anyways, that's what Eldad was more than hinting at. But what he said, and you have to understand, this is core to the problem the right have with the government. This wall dividing East and West Jerusalem was done without again, quoting Eldad, a Knesset decision, and without a government policy. In other words, more trickery. You put up a wall, the next day, Israelis have got a wall. It's that simple. They're not asked. They don't vote on these things. They don't have a Knesset that can stop these things. What is going on, believe it or not, people, the plans for divided Jerusalem are already in place. The wall is up. The settlers are being removed. All the trends say that the extreme view of Oslo will become Israeli reality in time.
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
CINN stations in all salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. On Shabbat, July the 7th, Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join them in praise and worship with Sue Samuels, a Hebraic root singer from Rhode Island. Sue and her husband Brian have been sharing music together for over 15 years, and together they have three CDs. Again, the date is July the 7th at 10:45. That's at 8333 Acoma Way, Beth Messiah Congregation, and we'll see you there.
Well, look, and back here for the last segment of our program this morning. I'll go right ahead, Barry.
Yeah, I'm getting out of Israel and into Palestine. Okay, great. Look, the Church of the Nativity, well, you know what the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem is. UNESCO, the UN's Educational Science Scientific and Cultural Organization, named it at a meeting in St. Petersburg the first World Heritage Site. That's their deal, making sites, World Heritage Sites, to be listed under the name of Palestine. They took a vote, 13-6, a couple of extensions, and that's it. Palestine has made the Church of the Nativity a world, a endangered world heritage site. And, you know, the Palestinian foreign minister, that's Malki, it doesn't matter, forget the names. He was in St. Petersburg and thanked the committee for helping the Palestinians obtain their cultural right to self-determination. Now, let me tell you a little bit about the Church of the Nativity and why it's falling apart. It was about 10 years ago when, under siege, a whole bunch of Palestinian, these were the real thing, armed terrorists. They took over the Church of the Nativity, and because Israel wouldn't bomb the church and wouldn't rush the church, there was a standoff. This standoff way back then was major news. Well, the Palestinian terrorists wrecked the church. To this day, it hasn't recovered. They bombed it. They shot it up. They held people hostage in appalling conditions. That's why the Church of the Nativity is an endangered site, because it was taken over by the Palestinians 10 years ago, and it was wrecked. That part didn't get mentioned in this meeting, and it gets even stranger in its own way. The Christians who used to live in Bethlehem, there used to be 80,000 of them. The figure I believe is under 12,000 today. They're under threat. They're a serious threat. Israel leaves Bethlehem, the PLO take over, and your daughters are getting raped. They've left.
These were Palestinian Christians, I think, for our listeners.
Yes.
They're Palestinians, they were Christians, it was predominantly a Christian town, and they were simply threatened and intimidated. This revolutionary group eventually gave up the church, or was forced to give up the church, or whatever concessions they got. So they wrecked this. This church, it goes back probably 1,400 years. I think it was built in 600 or 700 AD. It's a beautiful, beautiful spot. I've been there a number of times, but this is supposedly where Christ was born. But go ahead, Barry.
Well, I'm looking at the world right now, what Israel's got to put up with. Sure. Look, this is just logical reasoning. You don't award the people who wrecked the church 10 years ago the right to call it their endangered World Heritage Site. But you did. That's what happened. And it gets even weirder. The Jordanians also were at this meeting in St. Petersburg. Now, many years ago, when Israel annexed Jerusalem, that was in 81 under Begin, Jordan applied to UNESCO to call the old city of Jerusalem and the walls an endangered World Heritage Site. Now, guess what? At the meeting where the Church of the Nativity became a world endangered heritage site, well, so did the old city of Jerusalem and its walls. But this was just adopting a position that was way back in 1982 when Jordan, got them to be world heritage sites, the walls of Jerusalem and the East, and East Jerusalem. In other words, we're talking a city that has been effectively divided. People keep talking about Israel's stubbornness in refusing to redivide Jerusalem. And by the way, redivided cities include Belfast and Beirut and Berlin. They are not successes. It's not a good thing to do. I don't think it ever works. But what you've got is this campaign, from the UN, but you'd expect that from the UN. What you wouldn't expect is the Israeli government is also positioning its division wall in Jerusalem. Jerusalem, it may take a while, and there may be some kicking and screaming, and believe you me when I say this, you've got the opposition, you've got the settlers and the religious are all pooped out. You don't see anybody in the streets of Jerusalem like you did during the Gush Katif days opposing the evacuation, I hate that word, euphemism, of the settlers that it's going on right now in Judea and Samaria. You had a quarter of a million people. Now, they were incredibly used by the government to stay out of Gaza. What good is a march in Tel Aviv? But nonetheless, you had them. You don't have that anymore. They're worn down. They don't have a representative. They don't have a council representing them. You've got the problem that settlers now are too worn down to fight back effectively.
I'm sure that is true, and what a terrible, terrible tragedy.
Well, again, I don't know why I'm doing it. It just
they've worn the people of Israel down just like they're wearing down the Americans, to the point where there is no resistance against this tyranny, ultimately to mean joining together all people in this one big, happy, or maybe tyrannical world. Hey, Shamus, thanks so much for being with us. Hope we'll see you again soon. Bye-bye.
On Shabbat, July the 7th, Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join them in praise and worship with Sue Samuel, a Hebraic root singer from Rhode Island. Sue and her husband, Brian, have been sharing music together for over 15 years, and together they have three CDs. Again, the date is July the 7th at 10:45. That's at 8333 Acoma Way, Beth Messiah Congregation, and we'll see you there.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, He who comes after Me is preferred before Me, for He was before Me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we live in an incredible world where most people are blind to what's going on. This is the problem in Israel. The average Israeli cannot understand that their government has been taken over by people who have a different agenda. And the same thing has happened here in the United States. We have a small group of people who control both political parties, who have their agents planted in the military, and you will not be a four-star general unless you've gone right along with their agenda. You may not be part of it, but you know what's going on, and you will keep your mouth shut, and you will do what you are told. They control the banking. They control the corporations. They control the leaders of both political parties. They control education, which is why you never learn the truth in college. They've infiltrated our churches and changed the music and the message of the Christian church. And, of course, they control the media through the six great corporations that control 90% of the media outlets and ultimately determine in large what most Americans think. How does this happen? Powerful spiritual forces working to bring about a world government. Why does America have 800 to 900 foreign military bases, American troops stationed in 130 nations, 40,000 troops in Germany and 40,000 troops in Japan, 65 years after World War II ended. Of course, it's part of our world empire to bring about a world government. And now it's time to destroy the United States. And they're in the process of doing that. And few people have any idea what's going on. Well, the inflation has begun. Certainly over the weekend I was out. It was amazing looking at the prices, how they're going up. Government says we have 2% inflation. They're simply lying, like they lied about the Gulf of Tonkin, like they lied certainly about why we went into Iraq. Governments lie to the people, and the people believe it. But use your eyes, look and see what's happening to the prices. Most produced things and anything that's imported, we're beginning to see the inflation that's going to wipe out the value of your life savings. To understand what's going on, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or listen to my program, my talks on the dark secret and forbidden secret. You can get them by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Go to our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to our programs there on the Internet or certainly by telephone 24 hours a day. Learn what's going on. Understand how they're destroying our monetary system. And ultimately, they will destroy this country. They're already killing off large parts of our population. They're poisoning the air with the chemtrails. They're poisoning our water with the fluoride. They're poisoning our food with a gamut of products, most of which are carcinogenic, which is why the incidence of cancer goes up. They know exactly what they're doing. If you haven't heard my talk on population control, the covert agenda, it's a new DVD. Another new DVD, The Case for a Satanic Conspiracy. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America, but pray for greater liberty, our provision, and protection from guilt. Tomorrow at the same time. May the Lord be with you.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, The feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1.